hands together and bless the Lord this morning. Let's praise God and let us thank Him for all that the Lord has done for us. Hallelujah. For all that the Lord has done for us. Let us give Him thanks and glory and honor. Hallelujah. He has ransomed us. He has redeemed us. He has set us free. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, we bless your name. Lord, we bless your name this morning. We thank you, Lord, for the liberty that you've given us. Thank you for the freedom that you've given us, O Lord. Hallelujah. 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 We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. We glorify your name. Hallelujah. Praise be to the Lord. Father, we thank you for this morning time. As we are in your presence, we remember that you have taken up our sins upon the cross of Calvary. And you have made us free even today. Thank you, Father, for the liberty that you've given us. Lord, we pray that you speak to us from your word this morning. Bless us together. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Please be seated. I want to greet you all in the matchless name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. It's indeed a privilege to be standing here in the presence of God with the saints of God this morning. I want to welcome all the visitors who have come for the first time. If you see a visitor who is sitting next to you, I want you to shake that person's hand. I know that there are at least one visitor who has come for the first time in our church. Make sure that you shake the person's hand and invite them and to tell them that we are so happy that you are here. We praise God for this beautiful day. Yesterday, I think we all had a lot of fun in the picnic. Too much fun for that. Some of the people fell overboard, and I won't name names, but thank God for His protection. In the midst of all what we do, God's hand is upon there to protect us. I praise God. This morning, for a few minutes, I want to speak about true freedom in Christ. Amen. True freedom that only Christ can give us. Can you open your Bibles to the Epistle of Galatians chapter 5? Just want to read a few verses. And I felt the Lord speaking to my heart about, are we really free? Are we truly enjoying the freedom that Christ has given us? Galatians chapter 5, verse number 1. The book of Galatians chapter 5, Epistle of Galatians chapter 5, verse number 1. It says in New King James Version, "Stand fast therefore in the liberty by which Christ has made us free, and do not be entangled again with a yoke of bondage." And coming down to verse number 13 of the same chapter, Galatians 5, verse number 13, it says like this, "For you, brethren, have been called to liberty. Only do not use liberty as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another. For all law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. But if you bite and devour one another, beware lest you be consumed by one another." I want to really emphasize on the fact that our Lord Jesus has given us freedom when He liberated us from the bondage of sin and from the bondage of death and from the bondage that Satan places in our life. The NASB version says like this in Galatians 5 verse 1, "It was for freedom that Christ set us free. Therefore keep standing firm and do not be subject again to a yoke of slavery." It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. So we have to stand firm in that freedom that Christ has given us free. The book of Galatians is titled The Freedom of the Believer. And actually when you read from verse number 13 onwards to the end of the epistle of Galatians, it says how you can live out your freedom in the spirit. You know, I had the privilege of living in a country a few years ago before I came to the US, and that was in Qatar, in the Arabian Gulf. And during the days when I was there, I had the privilege of starting a youth worship service for young people on Friday evenings. And we would go to different homes and collect the children, and we would bring them for the evening worship meeting. But while I was doing that, it was those days when they were really monitoring Christians and what they are doing. And I started observing a white unmarked Land Cruiser that would keep on following and wait a little outside, and there would be a man in that always looking at us. And I started getting really scared because they were marking us and seeing what we are doing. And I remember the days when I used to pray, Lord, I have children with me, let them not catch me or let them not take me to jail, because I want to do something for you. And those were the days when I remember I was really scared when the police were after us to catch us. These are the times in the 90s I'm talking about. It was really scary times, and Christians were put into jail, and there was no open liberation for worship. And after that I came to this country where I'm seeing that this is a country where you get absolute freedom. Anybody can do what they want. In fact, we call this country, the America, as the land of the free and the home of the brave. And we think that we are free to do anything. And we don't understand that the freedom that we have has to be channeled for good purposes. That's what God intends for us. Today the world is wanting freedom. We know about the problems that are happening in Syria and in Iraq, where there is a force that is trying to take away the freedom that people are trying to enjoy. We know that Afghanistan was under the clutches of Taliban, and the US went there to capture the Taliban and set the people free. Everywhere, all over the world, people want to free because they don't want to be under the clutches of somebody to oppress them. But let me tell you this morning, saints of God, the true freedom that we can only get is through Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. How many of you agree with me? Can you lift up your hands? Praise the Lord. Jesus can only give us freedom. But many times we misuse that freedom, or we don't use the freedom in the way that God wants us to. You know, this freedom, what is the meaning of true freedom in Christ? It is not subjecting ourselves to regulations. It is not saying we have to do this, we have to do that, a list of do's and don'ts. That's not what the freedom that Christ has given us. If you turn with me to the next epistle, the epistle of Colossians, a few pages down, Colossians chapter 2, and verse number 20 to 22, Apostle Paul speaks about many times we as God's children try to impose regulations in our life. It says that, therefore, if you died with Christ from the basic principles of the world, why, as though living in the world, do you subject yourself to regulations? Do not touch, do not taste, do not handle, which all concern things which perish the using, according to the commandments and doctrines of men. You know, the Pharisees were famous to add things to what God did not tell them to do. Christ had God gave them the Ten Commandments, but by the time the Pharisees added the rules and regulations, there was a total of 613 laws that they had to keep. And any time somebody breaks one of the laws, they were quick to point out and say, you broke that law. And many times I wonder, where we as the liberated children of God also put rules and we subject ourselves to regulations. Freedom in Christ is not subjecting ourselves again to regulations. Also, it is not removing the moral restraints that God has put on our lives. There are moral restraints that we have to be under. Freedom in Christ does not mean you can do anything that you want, because God has put some restraints into our life. Amen. But let me tell you that the freedom that God gives is obtained through the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the one who leads us into freedom. And it is the freedom, as we have read earlier in this, in the book of Galatians, chapter 5, verse 13, it is the freedom that we can serve one another in love. That is the freedom that God gives us. You know, the gospel, it exchanges the oppressive bondage of legalism to a higher bondage of love. From being bonded to sin, we become love servants. We are bonded in love, and that is what God wants us to do. We are no longer ruled by the law, but we are ruled by the Holy Spirit. It is the Holy Spirit who needs to guide us and lead us in the freedom that God wants in our life. You know, A.T. Pearson, a famous scholar, has said like this: true freedom is found only in obedience to proper restraint. Only in obedience to proper restraint can true freedom be found. And he gave a couple of examples. A river is free to flow, but between banks. Otherwise, it will spread out into a slimy, stagnant pool. That's what a river happens. If you are not flowing through the banks and flowing through the constraints that the banks giving, the river will turn into a stagnant pool and will not be a blessing to anybody. Also, he has spoken about the planets who do not follow the courses. What happens? They will hit each other and there will be great calamities in the global arena. They all are free, but they are free to go according to the course that God has set for them. What does it mean by true freedom? The best example that we can look is from the Old Testament. If you turn with me to Exodus, when God set the Israelites free, we know in Exodus chapter 1, we see that the Israelites were subjected and afflicted with slave labor. They were afflicted with burdens. Exodus chapter 1 verses 11 and 12, we read like this. You know, the Pharaoh set taskmasters over them to afflict them with their burdens, and they built many cities for Pharaoh. And the more they afflicted them, the more they multiplied and grew. The children of Israel, who were free during the time of Joseph, they became slaves about many years after. About 430 years after, they became slaves, and they had to do what Pharaoh wanted them to do. And it says that the taskmasters, they afflicted them, and they became slave laborers who were building up cities for Pharaoh. And the children of Israel, they cried out to God. You know, when you come to chapter 2 and read number verse number 23, say the children of Israel cried out because of the bondage, and the cry came up to God, and God heard their groaning, and God remembered his covenant with Abraham, Isaac and Jacob. The children of Israel were in captivity under Pharaoh and the taskmasters and the army of Egypt. When God saw the people who were incarcerated and they could not do something on their own, they had to do what Pharaoh told them, God said, I am going to free them out. I am going to liberate them. And we know all that what God did. But when we come to Exodus chapter 6, I want you to open your Bibles to Exodus chapter 6. And verse number 6 and 7, God said, I am going to free them. And when God said, I'm going to free my people, there are four promises in these two verses that we can see how God freed the children of Israel. If you can have a pen, underline this. There are four things, four ways how God freed up the children of Israel. Number one, he said, I am going to bring them out. I am going to bring them out. That is salvation. God would give them salvation from Egypt. Number two, God said, I am going to rescue them from bondage. I'm going to rescue you from bondage. That is a deliverance. God said, I'm going to not only give them, save them, but I'm going to deliver them as well. And then the third thing is that God said, I will redeem you with an outstretched arm and with great judgment. That is the redemption.
Amen.
God redeemed his people. Do you know the last of the 10 plagues where an innocent lamb was slaughtered for each family? And through the blood that was put on the doorpost, the family did not go through the judgment of God. God redeemed them through the death of a lamb for every household of Israel. And finally it says in verse number 7 that I will take you as my people and I will be your God. You know, once you are free, once you have been saved, you have been delivered, you have been redeemed, there is a time when you have to be fulfilled as well. There is an adoption taking place. God says, I am going to make you my sons. I am going to make you my people. I am going to be your God. And this is what happened. They became part of God's family. Why they became part of God's family? Because they had to fulfill the purposes of God. You know, today let me tell you, Jesus Christ became the Passover lamb who died for us on the cross, and he has redeemed us and he has saved us. Number one, he has saved us. He has delivered us from the clutches of Satan. Number three, he has redeemed us from the power of death and from the power of sin. And fourth, he has adopted us into God's family. We are now part of the team to fulfill the purposes of God. So now that we have been free, what are we supposed to do? God sent the Holy Spirit into our hearts to lead us and to guide us. Galatians chapter 4, when we go back, verse number 6, it says that the Holy Spirit was given into our hearts that he may guide us. And then what we need to do? Not only that, when you come to chapter 5, verse 16, it says, I say then, walk in the Spirit and you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. God sent the Holy Spirit that we should walk in the Spirit and not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Jesus has made us free that we will be free to worship him and we will be free to fulfill the purposes that God has for our lives. Let me tell you, our freedom in Christ is costly. It's not cheap, because God gave his own son for our freedom. Hallelujah. He paid the price with his own blood. He had to give up himself to make us free today. We are sitting here enjoying the freedom of Christ. But let me ask you one question. Are you totally free the way that God has purpose for us? Are you truly fulfilling the purposes of God? Are you truly living the life in the Spirit? Are you truly walking in the Spirit day after day? And that is what Christ is requiring from us today. I want us to know that Christ has made us free not to go back into the bondage that Satan can place in our lives. The yoke of the law has been removed from us. But freedom brings a responsibility, is to serve one another in love. Hallelujah.
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 This is what it says. We need to serve one another in love. As we yield to the Holy Spirit, you know, the life of Christ will show out through our day-to-day existence. When we come down into the chapter 5, Apostle Paul speaks about the fruit of the Spirit. We all know the 9 fruit: love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. This is the fruit that should show in our life when we are walking in the freedom that Christ has given us. So let me tell you this as I'm going concluding here. True freedom is only found through Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Are we truly free today? I know we say we are free. I know we say that, you know, we have accepted Christ, we are his children, that is all fine. But I want to examine our hearts today. Look within ourselves and say, are we free? Does it reveal in our life by the fruit that we are producing? Through our worship, are we expressing the freedom that Christ has freed us? Many of us during worship time, you don't even worship. You come and sit here and you stand and stare, look at somebody else doing and go back. What is the life that God has given you? It is not to just go back into the yoke of slavery in sin and temptations and addictions and all the bad habits in our life. But Christ truly wants to make us free. John 8:36 says, if the Son makes you free, you are free indeed. If Christ has made us free, we should be free to worship Him with our whole mind and our strength and our will and everything that we have. Amen. We should be free to worship the Lord. How many of you can lift up your hands and agree with me? Say, Lord, thank you for the freedom that you've given me today. Hallelujah. Today let us examine to ourselves. I want to give a few minutes for us to examine ourselves. In 2 Corinthians, and I'm going to close with this, chapter 13. 2 Corinthians, chapter 13, and verse number 5. It says, Apostle Paul says, examine yourself as to whether you are in the faith. Test yourself. Do you know that Jesus Christ is in us? Do you know that the Holy Spirit has been given to us so that we can truly worship the Lord? I want us to close our eyes at this moment. Don't think about anybody who is sitting next to you. I want for a moment you to think about your own life. Are you truly free with the price that Jesus has made you free this morning? I want you to think about your own life. Don't look to anybody, because we are accountable for our own life and our actions. Let us look to God and say, Lord, am I free? Do I truly worship you in the liberty that Christ has given us? If not, we are free. I want us to think about it, and I want to understand that we have to be free in Christ. As we stand, as we are sitting here, I want to run a small video clip of a song, and I want us to think about this as we are singing. It's a song of worship. It says, set my spirit free. I want no disturbance here, please. In fact, I didn't call the children up, but that's fine. We can all just close our eyes for a minute. And I want us to worship the Lord together. Set my spirit free. It's a song that we are consecrating ourselves before God. As the video is playing here, it's a short video of about 3 minutes. Tonight, this morning, I want us to truly set ourselves before God and say, Lord, set me free today. Set my spirit free to worship you. Can we play that video, please? Thank you, Jesus. Set my spirit free. Father, we thank you, Lord, for speaking to us about the true freedom that we have in you. Many times we are caught up and entangled in so many things in our life. Our heart is full of cares and worry, and we have bitterness inside of us. We are envious and jealous many times. We come sitting here and we have lot of things that goes on in our mind when we are in your presence. I pray, Lord, that you make us free this morning, that we will be able to worship you. Help us to be truly free and walk in the Spirit as you have desired in our life. Help us to glorify you in everything that we do, Father. Set us free that we will be able to worship you. Let all bondage go. Let deliverance flow in our life, Father. Thank you for this moment. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you very much. At this time, the children are going.